time of the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
So the fine art of understatement. Friendships and human relationships are complicated. Amen. Absolutely. Oh, man, friendships and human relationships are complicated. We tend to have expectations of who people are and what they will do or how they will respond to any given situation. And then by times, we get mad or we feel disappointed when they don't respond the way we expected they should. A little story for you. Imagine a young woman named Maya. Clearly she's young, she's named Maya. Maya recently went through a grueling and painful breakup. Exhausted and heartbroken, she reached out to her closest friends, expecting them to match her grief, to weep with her over her hurt, to support her in her anger, and to sit with her in the ashes, so to speak. Instead, her closest friend, Chloe, responded with, "Here's a really practical checklist of things to do after a breakup. And here's a recipe for meal prep when you're on your own. And an invite for Maya to join her in an intense workout class." Maya was so mad and so hurt. She thought, Chloe just doesn't get it. She's completely failing me right now. Maya had this huge expectation of how a good friend should walk with her through this difficult time. And because Chloe didn't respond the way Maya expected her to, Maya judged her as cold. When people do not meet our rigid expectations, our immediate instinct is to judge, to get mad, to cancel or withdraw from them. This is like the same human frustration that Jesus points out in the marketplace in our gospel today. He looks at the crowds and says, like children, you complain. We played the flute for you and you didn't dance. We wailed and you didn't mourn. He shows us how people rejected John the Baptist for being too strict in how he lived out his faith. And then they rejected him, Jesus, for not being strict enough and hanging out with all the wrong people. Human nature has not really changed, has it? You know, we still have this tendency to put people, you know, be it our friends or our family or sometimes even God, in boxes, expecting them to act or speak in a particular way. And then we get mad or we feel let down when they don't behave the way that we feel that they ought to. Interestingly, in this gospel story, though, what happens next? Jesus prays, and he gives thanks to God. You know, despite it all, he still gives thanks to God. And then, following his prayer, here's the good news. For them and for us, Jesus doesn't hold it against them. Not only does he pray, giving thanks for those who do see and understand, but he even throws the doors wide open to all who are willing to walk through. I love these verses. Come to me. All you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If, and that's an important if you are willing to take his yoke upon you, right? So what does all that mean? It's almost like Jesus is saying, if you are open to the possibility, instead of complaining about how I don't fit your picture, instead, Jesus is saying, if you're willing to let me be me and make steps towards walking with me and living this way, then, he says, then I will refresh you, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I can't miss the opportunity for a paddling reference. We are well into paddling season. And if you think about the yoke of a canoe, as you all know, the yoke is that centerpiece that goes from gunwale to gunwale. And it's designed to distribute the weight and make the balance perfect for portaging. The yoke is contoured beautifully to fit the spine and the shoulders so that you avoid putting direct pressure on your neck. Right? Without the yoke, carrying the boat is punishing. It's uncomfortable. And it's awkward. The same with a yoke for oxen and farming. Directly pulling the plow without any kind of a yoke is strangling. The yoke, again, distributes the weight, and it makes the difficult job easier. And all the more so if it's a double yoke, right? When the burden is shared. Either way, the yoke eases the burden. And so Jesus tells them, let go of the traps and the chains and the weight of the law, and simply follow Jesus. And somehow, truly, He will refresh you. Right? Same as for us as it was for them. So many people give up on God, and they give up on faith in our Lord because He doesn't meet their expectations. Right? They create God in their own image. Not the way that's supposed to go. They didn't get what they wanted, and so they get mad, rather like the complainers at the beginning of that gospel passage. Now, we played the flute for you and you didn't dance. John was too strict. You're too lax. You hang out with anyone. So because God doesn't fit their picture, they get mad and they walk away. Because they try to make God in their own image. And yet if we let God be God, if we take the time to learn about Jesus and His love and His grace and His mercy, if we work to get to know Him and try living His way, His yoke is easy. He makes your burden lighter. I know He makes my burden lighter. I don't have to carry my burdens alone. He walks beside me. He hears my prayer. He helps to shoulder the things that weigh upon me. And that's true for you too. He walks beside you. He hears your prayer, and He helps to shoulder the things that weigh upon you. And added into that, not only does He walk beside you and help to carry the load, but we have Christian community. We have somebody beside us to share the burden in the yoke, right? What a gift that is. We're not in this alone. We have our Lord and we have each other. How awesome is that? That is profound good news. If you are feeling weary and heavy laden, Jesus says, come to me, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon you. You will find rest for your souls. May each one of us this day let our lives and our burdens and our hearts be lightened by easing into the wonderful, comfortable yoke of our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Service continues with our